Hey guys, we're back for another episode of Drink Till We're Married. Geek Goddess is here.
Hey Cutie is here.
And we are celebrating the holiday season.
Yes.
With a holiday themed drink that looks so pretty because it's red and green.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. So it's a cranberry margarita.
Yes.
And it's made with tequila, of course, and I'm using Jose Cuervo Tradicional, which is really good. And I think it's probably my favorite tequila right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It is, because it's really smooth. Maybe we'll do a shot later. I mean,
maybe we will.
To me, that's the only way you can really tell. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How about we do shots next week when we don't have to go to work?
Oh, yeah. We can do a little save until next week. All right, I guess. So it's made with 100% cranberry juice, fresh lime juice, tequila, and triple sec. And then it's garnished with a sugar rimmer.
Yes.
Our favorite thing lately.
She loves the rimmer.
Yeah. And then fresh cranberries and lime, a slice of lime.
Yes. And it's really pretty.
Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers. Mm. So, of course, I love it because margaritas are like my favorite because I absolutely love tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Like more than life itself. Like this guy told me when I was in Vegas that tequila is the only liquor that's not like a, what do you call it? Like a depressant.
Really?
It actually stimulates.
Oh.
So that's why people drink tequila and they don't get like, you know,
down.
Tired.
Yeah, they'd be like, turn up.
And I'm like, well, I'm already like on 100 all the time anyway.
You don't need any assistance.
Right? So you make my normal like attitude plus tequila plus some music, like a dope DJ.
Yes.
All you need is geek guys, tequila, and a DJ.
Yeah.
And my life
and
is
it goes hand. Up on a any day.
On a any day. Sunday, Thursday, whatever. So yes, I love it. It's good. Do people eat fresh cranberries?
I've never
eaten.
I'm going to. I mean, you can. I've just never had one though.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, of course.
No. Don't eat fresh cranberry.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
They're pretty to look at. Oh my god. It's like we are so messy. That is like, whoa. Oh, it's like very sour and bitter. Like, ooh.
And yeah, and it stays in your mouth. And
mm-hmm.
Okay, so moving on.
Ooh, sorry about that, y'all.
Now that we're on this podcast experimenting, but now that you guys know, don't eat fresh cranberries.
Right.
Unless you like them. I don't know why you would. But tonight, we are talking about the Singles Guide to Holiday Gifts. We got 2 weeks until Christmas. Is it even a full 2 weeks?
Wait, no, because Christmas is next week.
So you got 10 days.
Right.
To get
yes, 10
your
days.
Whole life together.
Mm-hmm. That means I guess I got to start shopping.
Yes. You got 10 days. The streets are packed, people. You're seeing these holiday gift guides everywhere. But there's a different type of gift guide when you're single or when you've only been dating someone for a limited amount of time.
Yes, that's that gray area.
So that's what we're talking about tonight. And I'm going to throw a curveball. I want Hey Cutie to tell me about her funniest or most memorable gift-giving season.
I have to tell you, so this is like digging in the crates. So I assume you got us the story before, so of course she's bringing it back up.
Of course.
But anyway, it's all good. So I think it wasn't Christmas. I want to say it was probably Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
And again, another holiday that when you're just starting to date someone, it's like, what do I get? What do I don't get? Whatever. So I like to give. I'm a giver. Anyway.
Yeah. So. That's why she's trying to give me shots and I'm going to give myself away home.
Right. So I just figure, you know, it was so new. And with guys, you just never know what they're going to get you.
Very true.
So I purchased 2 gifts. I purchased the gift. Like if I got a really nice gift, he would get a really nice gift. If I got an okay gift, he would get the okay gift and the really nice one goes back to the store.
I need to understand, how does the exchange go down so that you still get to open your gift first?
And decide?
And decide. How does that go down?
So he had come over. He came to my apartment. Okay. And he actually, and I remember it like it was yesterday. He bought me a big, I mean, it was like a really big bottle of Bacardi Limon. Because that was my drink back then. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I think it came in like this Valentine's Day. So it wasn't wrapped where I had to open it.
Okay. So you already knew.
Right. And I was like, oh. So, and I have the two. I remember the two gifts I had for him. It was a money clip. And the other one was a watch.
Okay.
Like watch a guest watch or. Gift. Right. Okay. Something, you know, not like a Hublot. You know, like yeah. At that age, it was an appropriate priced mm-hmm. watch. So I got the liquor and I was like, oh, well, let me go. Because this is, I mean, if they're coming to your house, you kind of have the advantage. Mm-hmm. Right. So you're coming over. Oh, you got me something. Okay. You know, you take a gift, you open it. Like, well, let me go get your gift. And that's when you kind of decide.
I'm going to go to door one.
Or door number two.
I think I'm going to go to door number one.
Right. So he did get the lesser of the two. And I think it's also more of setting the standard. Mm-hmm. Because I don't, like I said, I will go balls to the wall and get a really nice gift for a person. But you don't want to lead with being the one that always gives the nicer gifts. Because, yes, it's about giving. But if you're going to be in a relationship with this person for, you know, a long period of time.
Yeah.
At some point, you're like, dude, you got to do better.
Yeah. You know, I have not learned my lesson. I'll say that. I like being the better gift giver. See, I take pride in winning.
Yes.
I take pride in mm-hmm. being right.
Yes. All the time.
You know, you guys just know that's how I am. So it's like, how can I give the most thoughtful gift or the gift that, you know, he isn't expecting? Mm-hmm. And I can think about like two different instances where it was like, I'm going to go all out. In one instance, I was dating this guy and I feel like we probably hadn't even been dating that long. I was just doing too much.
Okay.
And he was a really big soccer fan.
Okay.
A fan of a European team.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, and at the time I had found out, cause my daddy liked soccer too.
Okay.
So at the time I had found out that this team was building a new stadium. So originally it was like, well, I'll just get him like some gear.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, sweatshirt, or they had these like duffel bags and he used to travel from Raleigh to come see me in Charlotte. Okay. So I was like, oh, I'll get like a really cool duffel bag yeah. and put stuff in when he comes mm-hmm. to visit me. Then I go online and lo and behold, they're selling
pieces of the stadium.
Yes.
Girl.
Like the, you know, you could buy this tile and have it engraved and they would put it in, you know, because they were still making the stadium.
Oh, so they would put it in the new stadium.
Yes.
What?
So I'm like, oh, that's it. Oh, I'm doing God. It. I paid so much money for
how
this
much?
Thing. It had to be like $300 or $400.
OMG.
Like all of it together.
And you would only get it
like, you know, like, I can't even remember what it said, but it was like something he used to say. Like, yeah. Gooner. Gooner for life, uh-huh. and I put his name on it. So whenever he would go, he could see his stone wow. or whatever. Girl, let me tell you what this dude got me for Christmas.
What did he get you?
And I'm sure you've seen it before. You just didn't know it was a Christmas present. And it's very appropriate right now. He got me a Darth Vader Build-A-Bear.
Really?
Yes.
So are you into Darth Vader and Star Wars?
No. So what happened was at one point I had told him, because they had the Star Wars like orchestra in town. And I was like, because I love music and right. I love live music. And I just thought this would be so cool yeah. to go hear,
yeah.
you know, all the soundtrack from the movie. So he took that to think that I loved Star Wars. I've never even seen a full film, I don't think.
He was trying to be thoughtful.
A Darth Vader Build-A-Bear? Like, and that was it. I'm talking about, like, that's it. And it was, like, a recordable one. So he had, like, recorded something in it. Are you serious? Like, for real? Like, in real life? Oh. Yeah, I was hurt.
I know you were. Absolutely. That's when, yeah. I mean, I guess when you go all out, you can't have a, yeah.
And I ended up, I mean, I kept it for a while because my niece played with it for the longest time until she moved. And then I was like, I'm giving this thing away.
She's so giving it away?
I'm giving it to like Goodwill or something. Mm. I mean, I'm sure some kid is like loving it right now because Star Wars is back out. Probably should have kept it. Mm-hmm. But no.
Wow.
The boo ain't having it.
No.
And then the second worst gift is I got this guy. This is when, like, Blu-ray DVD players were really, really hot and hard to find. So I got, like, the dual Blu-ray DVD combo thing that, like, hooks in with surrounds. Okay. It was, like, something that dude at Best Buy said was, like, the best thing out.
Okay.
Girl.
What did he get you?
I had told this fool I wanted a coffee maker. Yes. This is when Keurig first came out. And I had said I wanted a Keurig coffee maker. Because it was like, oh, that's hot.
Yes. You know. Yes.
No. He got me like a Fabricware. Like, it wasn't even like Cuisinart. It wasn't even like KitchenAid. It was like Fabricware coffee / tea maker. And he's like, don't you drink tea?
I said I wanted a Keurig.
Avoided olives.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other bad gifts. I probably just put them out of my memory. Gone.
I probably should.
Yes.
But again, I haven't learned my lesson. I'm still very adamant about like giving the best gift ever.
I'd love to give I just love to see or to make a person feel good about their gift. Do you know what I mean? Like, because again, it's not necessarily about me receiving something in return. So much as, you know, it thoughtful. Just be thoughtful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wish the boo and I would have exchanged Christmas gifts like our first Christmas, but we didn't because we had just kind of met.
Yeah.
Like maybe like a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So by the time the next Christmas came, we'd already been together for a year.
So yeah. So you kind of skipped. But what'd you do for Valentine's Day? I mean, there are other gift giving opportunities in between that.
Our first Valentine's Day, so the boo is really big on gifts too.
Okay.
And he got me this.
Oh, that's pretty. Yeah.
Necklace that I love and I wear every day.
Yes.
And I came to visit him in his dorm. And so he had like rose petals like laid out in the dorm and like, candles and stuff.
Look at him being all romantical.
Yeah. Super romantic. But like, it was still a dorm.
I can't with you.
Do you have his own room? Yeah, but it's like a dorm room It's like a twin bed.
So wait, if he had his own room, it wasn't like a double room? Because like when I had my own room, I had two beds, so I just put them together.
Mm-mm. Oh. No, it was just one bed. It wasn't really space for two beds.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it wasn't really a double room.
It was just a single room.
Okay.
Yeah, we thugged it for 3 years.
Girl.
Thugged it.
You got your compensation.
Ain't that right?
Duly compensated.
So, to the list.
Yes.
I think it's appropriate to break the list down a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, we broke the list down between whether you've been with someone 90 days or less. And 90 days or less, but you're still not in a committed relationship.
Right.
Like, you're just hanging out. You're dating. You're cool. Yeah,
kicking it.
You're kicking it.
We're staying where it's going.
Yeah.
Daddy want to sing, don't you?
I know. It's like, I love to sing and dance, but I do neither of them very well. I was born to be somebody else. I just don't know who that person is. So, if you've been seeing someone for less than 3 months, that would mean you started dating after Labor Day.
Right. October, November, December. October. Yeah, October? After Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
After Labor Day. Between end of September, beginning of October.
Yep. So, the first thing I thought would be really cool, and I'm a little biased here.
Okay.
Is the Dad and Santa sweatshirts. Freaking love the Dad and Santa shirts. I love them for so many reasons. Mm-hmm. One, because they're from 2 Chainz, and I love 2 Chainz.
Okay.
Two, because it's Dabbing. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's the Panthers, which is my team, and they're super cool, and so that's part of. But then it just looks really cool. Like, Santa has on, like, Ferragamo belt.
Does he?
Yes!
I don't think I've
seen it, but. You know how Santa normally has the black belt? But it's like a Ferragamo belt.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
It's so cool. And
I don't think I looked at it that hard. I've seen it, but.
Like, and they got black Santa and white Santa.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's for everybody. And I think it's a great unisex gift. So yes. If this is a guy getting a gift for a girl, they have the Dabbing Santa, like, sweatshirt, hoodie, dress thing. Uh-huh. It's just cute. How can someone say, like, no, they don't like a Dabbing Santa sweatshirt? Yeah,
I'm going to say bougie.
Yeah, and then you don't really want to be with him. If they can't laugh at Dabbing Santa.
Right, and enjoy the gifts.
I don't know where your relationship is going.
Nowhere.
You know, gift giving is a testament to where your relationship is going. How they react to the gift.
Yes. Yes.
It's very important.
It is. I agree with that.
If it's a funny gift. But if, like, you're trying to be too serious.
Like, what's a too serious gift?
I think 90 days or less. Mm-hmm. And you're not in a serious relationship. Jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, dude, who are you trying to impress?
Yeah. Jewelry is, no, not yeah. so much.
We all, what, fragrance? You don't know me that well.
No fragrance. No lingerie.
No. Oh, my gosh.
I'm running for the hills.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Don't give me anything I can't open in front of my parents and my family.
I can't tell you. I don't think I've ever had a guy. Actually, I did. Did a guy? Yeah. Yeah. I've had a guy buy me lingerie, but I swear, like, not recently.
No, really? Mm-mm. Do guys just, like, stop? Do you think
guys well, I think because they lingerie? Don't care if you wear it or not.
Yeah.
Preference is not.
True. I just think guys have to realize, so this is for our guys that are in serious relationships, because you shouldn't be buying lingerie if you're not committed in a monogamous right. relationship. But I think buying lingerie says to a woman that there is this sense of physical attraction. Mm-hmm. And even if you guys have been together 5 years, 10 years, 2 years,
yeah.
a woman wants to feel like you are still physically attracted to her
mm-hmm.
and that you desire to see her or to be intimate with her. And I think lingerie says that, like, baby, I want to see you in this thing and I am excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, women, I don't know. As a woman, I would feel like, oh, okay, even though I've gained an extra 10 pounds, he still thinks it's sexy. Well, see,
and this is the funny thing. So, do you know what size I am? I think yeah. men always see us smaller than what we are.
They do.
So, when they go into the store, it's like,
bro, I can't do nothing that's extra small.
Thank you. Thank you. Like, thank you for the compliment. But we got to go back and get the right size.
But who are the women at the store who are leading you?
Well, they don't know the woman.
Yeah, but if you're a good salesperson, mm-hmm. and so this is to all the saleswomen out there, ask him to show you a picture
mm-hmm.
and use that as a guide. Because all men are going to say, when a woman says, well, you know, about how big is she? And he's going to hold up his two hands.
Right.
And it's going to be like a random, like that.
Right.
Okay. Her waist actually might be that size. But her booty and her hips.
Thank you. And her thighs, Lord.
And her thighs and her breasts. And
depending on what you're buying, like if it's a bodysuit, I guess the thighs won't matter. But you need to understand my chest size and my measurements. Please just go through her bra drawer. Find the bra. Get the size. I mean, you've taken her bra off probably a million times.
Thank you.
Peep the size, dude.
Just take a little picture of it because you're not going to remember, right? So
write
it's
down.
Okay to just go through her drawer one time. don't dig deep.
Don't go too deep.
I prefer for you to just see if she left something on the floor after, you know, you guys got wild and crazy.
Right.
And then use that because at least you know she's actually wearing it.
That's true,
Because I have some stuff in the drawer I'm not wearing because I can't see it anymore.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. And I leave my bras, like, on the back of the bathroom.
Girl, I leave mine on the knob. If you go in my room, they are all, every knob, every hook,
it's a bra. You cannot find a woman's bra somewhere in this room.
Yeah.
Unless she has, like, a really awesome maid who cleans up, like, right behind her.
Right.
Girl, those things be everywhere.
Everywhere.
So, yeah, that's stay away from lingerie. If you haven't been together that long.
Yeah.
So, second gift, what do you think would be appropriate for 90 days or less?
So, especially for someone like me, who's a drinker.
Especially.
A nice bottle of liquor or wine.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a little set, you know.
Yeah.
Something cutesy. Yeah. Or for a man. Same thing, like Apple Syrah. They just came out. That would be so cool little set with a mixer or not, whatever. Nice bag.
That would be a really good gift. And I'm seeing now these like wine and liquor bags, they're coming out with like some really cute, like TJ Maxx had like, I don't know, just really cute.
With like the fur on them. And yeah, I saw the
sweater. I think that's appropriate for like
less than 90 days. Absolutely.
And then you could put a little note on there that says, let's drink it together. Let's have a drink.
Yes.
You know, I have to be suggestive.
Like, I know. Well, that's the thing.
What you ain't going to do is take my good liquor that I just bought you and to your friend's holiday party.
Girl.
And then when I come back to your house, I'm it's saying, babe, fix me a drink. Oh, I ain't got... No. What? You
drank it all? No. Yeah.
I'm protective over my gifts, too.
I see. So... We were talking before, and you were talking about gifts, like certain gifts you would want to give, but if you're too early in a relationship, if you're not around to kind of partake.
You know, one of the problems is, so I think giving experience gifts are a lot of fun, right? And so by experience, I would say like tickets to a concert or, hey, ladies, if like your guy is like a Lakers fan. You know, and Kobe's about to retire.
I know.
So tickets to a Lakers game. You know, whoever, if the Lakers are playing like your home team or whatever. I'm not saying you got to fly this dude to LA, right? Stuff like that is like cool to me because it's a shared experience. However, what happens is, you know, and I've been through this personally. The boo had bought me some tickets to see Maroon 5, which is my favorite band.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. But those tickets were for when they were in, it was either Hartford or New Haven.
Okay, so you had to go back up there.
So I had to go to his turf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had broken up.
Oh.
And then it was like...
So, did you go?
No.
Did he go?
No.
It was a waste of tickets?
It was a waste.
What do you mean it wasn't
I was not about to fly up there. And like, I mean, I couldn't expect him to pay for my plane ticket to come up there. And we're broken up.
But
so
he could. Oh, but you had the tickets.
No, he had the tickets.
Why did he go? Because I guess he don't like Maroon 5.
No, he doesn't. He only got them because I like Maroon 5. So it's like you have to think about that. If you're going to get somebody tickets, are you going to give them the tickets?
Right.
Right? And then they get to do what they want with them. You're assuming you guys are still going to be together.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you're not, then what happens?
Right. Well, if it was a Lakers game, I would definitely go. That's my team.
Yeah. So, but would you expect him to give you both tickets?
No. Well, the thing is, because if he gives me the one and he has the other, we're still going to go together. Dude, I don't care if we're not talking anymore. We're going to be sitting next to each other at that game.
Me
and
Marie.
And that's going to be there. Yes.
Don't you look my way. Get your jacket off of my feet. Like, no, we're not together.
Exactly.
Don't worry about what I'm doing after the game. Okay?
That's exactly.
Because you ain't want me when you have me. You know, exactly. That would be me. I would be like super petty.
Look at you. Not even watching the game.
Not at all. I would be like on my phone. I would probably be on my phone like on Tinder.
On
at the game.
Like this.
Flirting with people out. At the game.
You are so messy.
Super messy. Absolutely. I mean, why not?
True. I mean, but that's kind of what you are up against. That's why we don't have those on the 90-day or less.
Yeah. You don't want that 90 days or less.
No.
You really, and I think if you're in a relationship and you give tickets or an experience to, I think you should just give it to the person.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it should be a requirement that they do it with you. Mm-hmm. You should allow them to kind of choose that.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. And then I think, you know, the next kind of thing on the list for 90 days or less, it's more just like these uncommon gifts. You can roll into any home goods store, any like, you know, TJ Maxx, Target, and find these super cute, like uncommon gifts. Like for men, you can get your lady like a cute bottle opener set or like a shaker, some type of like cocktail set.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Hey Cutie saw this Bloody Mary cocktail mix set from Target for
Target.
Like $30.
Not even, it was $16.
Oh, better, right?
Yes. And it was like, came with two glasses, the Bloody Mary mix, the celery salt. I mean, it was like stacked.
Exactly. If your girl likes the brunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm sure she does. If she doesn't, every woman again, likes to brunch. If she don't like to brunch, you really got to reevaluate that thing, bruh. Like, you don't really want a woman who don't brunch. Like, what's wrong with her? Is
the best.
What is she doing? Because you can brunch after church, even if she goes to church. Like, you can brunch before a football game and after church.
Anyway. Or go somewhere where they're watching a football game.
Exactly. Anyway, so if she likes to brunch, then she's either drinking mimosas. So you find her a really cute, like, champagne set with, like, mm-hmm. or a craft, something where she can make her own mimosas at home, yep. or, like, this Bloody Mary set. Yes. It's perfect.
It is. And if you want to up the ante, throw in a bottle of vodka.
Ooh.
See how you set that
Ooh.
Up?
Ooh. We in love. $4. I love you. Do you love me? Yes, no, or maybe. Look, give me a bottle. Like, we're in love.
Listen,
we're together.
I love the liquor drinks. I do.
We are together.
And if you're attentive, you know what that person likes to drink. So,
yeah. And if she doesn't drink,
why are you dating? Look at why are you dating? You know, I honestly, I feel the same way about a guy though, because I am a drinker.
Yeah.
That it's a way of life. It is life. Yeah. So I couldn't imagine dating someone that didn't drink.
Yeah, like that doesn't drink anything, like not beer. Not
right.
Like,
I don't know if I trust
drink
you.
Beer.
Right. Like, I don't know if I trust you if you don't drink.
Yeah.
What's that mean? You judging my life?
And then it's like, okay, if you're like in your 30s and you're drinking like non-alcoholic beer, like O'Doul's or something.
Mm-mm.
Bruh, I really probably think you're a recovering alcoholic. Mm-hmm. I'm just going
to
go there.
I was just about to say that. Listen.
That's my first thought.
Listen. And we can't be together.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to stop drinking.
Yeah. I don't know anybody that doesn't drink, actually. Like, I can't think of anybody in my life that's not a recovering alcoholic that doesn't drink.
Yeah, I can't think of one.
Well, I mean,
person.
I look past like my super religious family, but that doesn't count.
You know. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So it's like wine? You don't even drink wine or beer.
Right. You're judging my life. You can't be around me. Sorry.
Mm-mm.
Move on.
We're not a good fit. You know what? It's
right.
Not you. It's actually me.
It's actually the liquor or the lack thereof.
The lack thereof. But good, like, entertaining gifts.
Yes.
Ladies, if you're looking for a cool gift for guys, there are like these things called whiskey stones.
Yes.
So they replace
given those
ice
as a
cubes.
Gift.
Yes. Those mm-hmm. are really, really good gifts. If your guy likes to drink his liquor like straight up or
brown.
Brown.
Yeah.
So he might not mix it with anything. You can buy these cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And they can come in different shapes. And you put them in the freezer and they just automatically stay cold and they don't
right.
melt.
So they don't dilute the drink, which makes it perfect when
yeah.
guys are drinking anything. I mean, not just brown. If you drink anything straight, but you still want it chilled.
Yeah.
So it's an awesome gift. I recommend it. And then again, get the stones, get the bottle of whatever he likes.
Here's perfect. The thing that's going to set your gift over the top. Make it personal.
Yes. Yep.
So another gift that Hey Cutie found for the women to give to the guys, or I don't know, if your woman likes to do this activity, maybe she might like it, a portable barbecue suitcase.
Oh, gosh. This thing is so cute. It's by like Kirk. Wait, who is it by?
Portable barbecue suitcase.
I know.
Especially if you live in the city, so you don't have
I was like, yeah. Or, you know, you want to go to the park, anything random like that, and just set up. It's almost, I mean, you got a little tailgating going on. It's by Kirkland. Kickerland? It's the barbecue company. Like, they make the big barbecue, too.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. Like, they make the... yes. But it's like it's shaped like a suitcase. You get 20% off. Well, oh, this is Style Magazine. Yeah.
we'll find it for you.
Yeah. It's that...
Let you guys know you get a discount.
I know. It's just... Oh, it's
send
that...
A link.
Kickerland.com. Kickerland? I don't know how to pronounce that thing.
Make
great
it
idea.
Personal. This would be awesome. If you live in a city that has a beach.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah,
so
awesome.
You send... Your total gift would be like a date, like an invitation. Come have barbecue with me on the beach. And then you give them the gift. You know, something where it's like suggestive, like saying, I want spend you to spend more time. Do this thing with me.
Yes. I enjoy your company. Let's keep doing this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This ain't too heavy. Mm-hmm. You know, I only spent a couple of bucks on this thing, but I enjoy you and I appreciate you.
But it's still thoughtful. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you get somebody like whiskey sound, you say, you know, this will be great for our nightcaps.
Ooh. Ow.
Mm, better do it. So for the people who are in relationships.
Good old relationship people. God love you.
Do not let whatever you see on TV and social media dictate your Christmas present.
What do you mean?
I'm seeing a lot of stuff on social media. And again, it goes back to like this whole Michael Kors thing. Ugh. Men, don't buy your woman anything from my Kors.
No.
I'm just going to put it out there. Like, just...
Because y'all don't know what y'all doing. Don't bring me that MK bag. I don't want that mess plastered all over my purse.
Unless she specifically tells you what she wants from Michael Kors. Because don't get me wrong, Michael Kors does some really nice stuff.
Girl, these glasses I just showed you, Michael Kors,
but they very need, nice. It, you need, if you cannot get that specific item in the specific color that she asked for,
don't do it.
Do not be down at your local, you getting your hair cut, and there's some guy coming next to my, he got Michael Kors, stop. And you're like, oh yeah, I think she liked Michael Kors. Stop. And you done brought home this Canal Street.
You know what? I'm not dealing with you right now. Yes, girl. Like, if you don't get this.
She said she liked Louis.
Mark Kitchen bag out of
here. Mark Kitchen. Thank you. Michael Norris.
That's right.
Lucci. It ain't Gucci. It's Lucci.
Right.
No. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Because you made a very good statement before we started, and I never thought about it that way, how dudes want to get you something nice, but they may not be able to afford to. Don't just get what you can afford and make it thoughtful.
But I don't think they understand because they feel like they can't afford it. So for instance, if your girl likes David Yurman, mm-hmm. and she's been eyeing some stuff, and every time you guys walk past the David Yurman store, you know, she got the googly eyes. Look, first of all, she knows probably how much money you make.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what's in your budget and what's not in your budget. Yet she is still with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Keep that in mind. Man,
definitely.
She has an idea of how much money you make. Whether you've never talked about money before, she knows.
Especially if you're in a relationship.
If you're in a relationship, she knows about she knows a solid range
right.
of how much money you make. She is not expecting you to go drop. No, couple of $5,000-$10,000 on David Yurman. But I'm sure whatever she wants from David Yurman probably costs a couple of $1,000s.
Yeah.
So don't go in there talking about what y'all got for $400.
Because if it's not what she wants, it's not what she wants. I don't care how much it costs.
And they're not going to have but one of two things. So now you're trying to make these life decisions on whether or not you're going to get her a keychain, a David Yurman keychain, or
pay your rent. Please pay your rent. Because you're not going to be at my house living with me because you had to give me a nice
Exactly. You know, and I think guys feel like, oh, well, it's from David Yurman. And you got her this super ugly ring that she's never going to wear anywhere because that's all you could afford. It's okay.
Yeah, just give me something else. I'm
just
sure. Look,
just get on Michael Kors. I'm just playing. Stay within your budget. So we came up with like three or four different kind of cool gifts that you could give your mate if you're in a relationship. We cannot stress that enough. You need to be in a committed relationship to spend over $100 on this individual.
Yes. And I mean, honestly, 90 days or less, bruh, $50.
And like Clyde said, if you ain't came through him last Saturday...
Okay. Don't come around here looking for no gifts.
You know, look, because this woman out here putting in work. You know, that's how I met my daughter's father.
What?
I was trying to find somebody to buy me something for Christmas.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I've been this way my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. One of my best friend at the time was dating this guy, and I was like, yeah, it's almost Christmas. I need somebody to buy me something for Christmas. And she was like, oh, I know somebody. I know this guy that has money. Okay. And he's friends with the guy that I'm seeing. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. It's a double date. Girl, yeah. Ended up with a damn baby.
He got you something real nice.
He did get me something.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, the gift that keeps on taking.
True indeed.
The gift that is costing me a couple of $1,000 this Christmas. Yes. But yeah,
oh God.
So ladies, nothing.
Don't be out here trying to wrangle up no gift.
Look, whatever you get, you're going to earn every penny of it.
Exactly.
Every penny. I wish I still had that nameplate necklace. That's what you got, my nameplate necklace.
Get out.
Yeah.
I'll have a couple of those.
All these years later, I'm still wearing nameplate.
Right,
right. You can take the girl out of Pompano, but you can't take Pompano out the girl.
Nope. I agree.
So, relationship gifts. The first one I put on the list, because I just thought it was a cool gift.
It is.
Anything by Beats by Dre.
Yes.
I just think, people love music.
I love music.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. I need a good Wi-Fi speaker, honestly.
That's right. So, I mean, Beats sells speakers. They sell headphones. They sell, like, the little earbuds.
Right.
And
yep.
I can't imagine someone who doesn't need a good pair of headphones or a speaker. If they do, it's probably, if they don't, it's because they just bought some.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Beats by Dre is a really good gift, like, for a relationship.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. So the next one on the list. Okay, so we're back to, like, the concert tickets, the game tickets, because you are in a relationship. But let me ask you this. So you buy him tickets to, let's say, an upcoming Panthers game.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have to take you, or can he take one of his boys?
I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care either.
No, I think it's...
Unless they were playing my team. No, I'm like...
Well, because I'm not a football fan. I mean, I'm a Panthers fan.
Yeah. But you don't have
I'm
to get the game.
I'm not that invested. Yeah. I probably have more fun at tailgate.
Girl.
Yeah.
Didn't we, though?
And we did.
That was so much fun yesterday.
Okay. Your ribs was on point.
Oh, were they?
But yeah, so I don't have to go. It's not that big of a deal to me. But like the Booze team is playing the Panthers.
They're in the same position. Yes, they are. Yeah.
However, this is an all call. Look, I'm going off script. This is an all call. I don't wait until the last minute to get these tickets.
You don't know anyone that plays for Tampa?
I don't know anybody right now who can get me tickets to this game.
No.
And I was banking on, hopefully the Panthers will lose just one game.
I know, so the ticket prices will drop. Well, they still have like two weeks. I know that, yeah. Because they, 13? They only got, two more weeks for that game?
Look, I don't make that much money. I cannot spend.
I know.
If you want two tickets right now, if you're not going to pay $1,000, don't even go online and look.
What?
I'm talking about 500 level.
Oh, no.
If you are not willing to drop $1,000, don't even
look. Oh, my goodness. Wowzers.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm good on that.
So anybody knows somebody who knows somebody who's trying to get these tickets. And if the boo is listening, stop listening.
Scratch that gift. Don't. Scratch that gift.
But, again, I guess I feel like I'm giving a gift to this other person, so I can't expect for me to benefit from the gift.
Right.
So if I get you two tickets, why should I expect that I benefit from it? Otherwise,
because if it's something you want to do, right, then you need to buy his tickets and buy your own and take one of your girlfriends with you. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So what else we have on the list for relationships? Ugh. Always a good one. A good trip.
A good trip.
Yes. I've done that before. So the ex, his team is the 49ers, and it was the last year they were playing in Candlestick, so we went to a game. It's their stadium.
Oh, okay.
They're building a new stadium, so he had never been, so we went to San Francisco. It was like for a birthday gift.
That, I think, experience gifts are the best.
And I was, like, looking for apartments. We didn't even leave, and I was like, I would move there.
Girl,
gorgeous.
We went to San Diego for our birthday. Me and the boo's birthdays are 4 days apart, so we do our birthday together.
Fun. Yes.
Kindred spirits, like, we're way too close to be so different. But, girl, San Diego. I was like, oh, San Diego. I just want to live here. I just want to be here all the time. I just want to, like, can we move? I was like, can we move?
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, this ain't really like a banking town. And I was like, can we make it a banking town?
Right.
They got no banking jobs.
Not in San Diego, but Bank of America is in San Francisco.
Yeah,
that's what he said. Oakland,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and then we looked at, like, the cost of living in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you have to live in, what, in the Bay Area? In Oakland. You'd be in Oakland.
In Oakland.
Commuting to San
Francisco. Yeah, we would be in Oakland still. Like, I'm still turning tricks at night. He's somewhere working, like, full-time at the bank and then part-time on Uber or something.
Right.
Like, many guys will have to get a job.
Yes,
like, she had them, like, working at the Lancome counter or something. All, everybody in the house got to have a job to live.
Two jobs.
Two jobs, minimum.
Yes.
We just see each other coming and going.
Yes. I mean, it's so expensive out there. It really is.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, I didn't move. Yeah. Still right here in
But
Charlotte.
That's a really good gift. So, let me ask you this. You're not with him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you regret... like, getting that gift for him?
I don't. Not at all.
Why?
I mean, because it has nothing to do with where we are now.
Hmm.
It was, you know, it was, I felt very appropriate for the time.
And you guys had fun.
Yes, we had a great time. I mean, it was cool. It was.
Would you ever want any of your gifts back from someone that you're not with anymore?
No. Because, I mean, I buy them and I try to be very thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing that I would want.
That you could use.
Yeah. It's like, dude, yeah. I could care less. You know, because to me, once it's gone, like once that I spend that money, it's gone. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not even attached to it anymore. So.
Girl, I do want my stuff back.
Look, wait, I saw this meme. Oh my gosh. So the woman was cussing the dude out. Putting him out the house. Matter of fact, I bought that hat. Gonna snatch the hat off his head.
Yes!
He was like, oh, I bought that hat. And snatched her wig off her head.
That was a lot.
On the floor. I was like, yeah, no, I ain't trying to take no gifts back.
True.
Gonna keep that.
That means you're gonna take your stuff back now.
Right. So that's the thing. If I'm trying to take my gifts back, he can easily say he wants to take his gifts back too. So.
Yeah, I would be kind of hurt about that though. But I don't know. I guess I feel like I don't want you to enjoy anything that I bought and you're not with me anymore. Like.
I don't know. I would have to keep a list because things like that, like certain gifts, I bought him this, but I am not keeping a running list. I wouldn't know half the stuff. Over a long-term relationship.
Girl, I have a mental list. Lord, going in my mind.
You know what? I'm a giver.
I'm getting all my stuff back because my gifts were good and there was thought and energy put into them and you will not go like...
You just don't want him to enjoy it without you.
No, because I own that now. If I buy you a pair of shoes, I own those shoes. You ain't going to be walking up in
those
the club. You ain't
going to
be all at bubble, like, picking up the chicks.
Right.
She
liking your shoes? Tell him who bought them. Who bought them shoes?
Thank you. I'm following you around. Oh, he smell good? Let me tell you why he smells good.
Oh, my God.
Okay, because I bought that for Prince. Okay, so no, you don't get to smell him.
I put him on to that, girl.
Thank you.
Now, see, that's where when you get with a man or a man gets with a woman and you upgrade them, that is a bit of a problem.
He is mine forever.
Girl, I haven't had to deal with that, really, but I couldn't imagine. Mm.
No, that's me. I'm telling you, that's me. Anytime I, like, introduce the boo to something, I own it.
Oh my.
I own it.
Can I tell you how Geek Goddess in the Boo walked up in to the Christmas party the other night, fresh to death?
That wasn't even me, though.
Yeah.
That wasn't even me. Now, believe it or not, the Boo doesn't like to shop, but he loves suits.
Okay, so he picked that out on his own?
Oh, he's very serious about his suits and having, like, a tailored suit.
Yes.
It's got to be, like, a custom fit.
Mm-hmm.
And because he has, you know, he has such like a massive yeah. build. His shoulders are so broad. Right. So mm-hmm. he has to get everything like, you know, this fit. Like tailored fit. Girl.
They was up in there like the Obamas.
Yeah.
I was like, look at these two.
You looked good. I yeah. was like,
you both look so nice. Ooh. I got to send you that picture I took too.
I told him, I said, now if I wasn't here with you, I would leave with you.
Let him know.
and he did get hit on a little bit.
Did he?
Yes.
In front of you?
Yes.
Who was bold enough?
Girl, so we were standing in line together to get a drink. Mm-hmm. He said some lady kind of bumped into him and like slid her hand like across his back or whatever. And I saw him talk to her and, you know, I'm like, what,
right.
You
know? I know.
Mm-hmm. Don't make me. Ooh. You don't want nothing.
I'm a no bitch.
I got back up.
Yo, God, we was in there deep too.
You don't want
in there deep. Like, you give me any reason to take these heels off.
You don't want it.
It's not what you want.
I'm not above it. Everybody knows I'm gonna fight about my man.
Ooh, it would have went down.
I don't know what she said. Something like, "Oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to bump into you, but you looking so good," or something like that.
What? No. I'm so glad you didn't.
But you know, he was like, "Oh no, I'm here with my fiance."
Okay, because she will wreck shop.
No,
yeah,
he already knows.
Look at,
because we have completely different personalities, yes. And I'm like the pop off yes. at any moment, yes. any time, oh, and he just be like, "I don't want no trouble. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to go to jail. Why is she cutting up? Just can we just come dance and go home?" And I'm like, no.
Right.
What did she say to you?
Yo.
She better be happy. I'm
I can't even imagine, yeah. yo. That would have been ugly.
It would have been.
It would have been.
Yeah, but it was a good night. We had fun. You we guys had fun. Awesome. We danced. And he was like, "I can't be dancing too much. I'm
It was so hot in here.
It was super hot.
There was just too many elements going on.
It was super hot.
Yeah. But you guys look great. I had a good time.
Thank you.
Sent you the picture. You guys look so pretty.
Thank you.
So back to these gifts. I mean, what are some bad gift ideas for relationships?
Bad gifts that aren't thoughtful, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
No, like, you know, if I told you I kind of wanted, like, I don't know if I need a new vacuum cleaner.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I don't want it for Christmas.
Men, please do not give domestic appliances for Christmas, birthday, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day.
Yeah, like, just because I said I needed something doesn't mean I want it for
as
Christmas.
A gift. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, it's. No. No, I just need it in general. I just need you to go down there and get me one
right.
on a random Wednesday.
Right. But don't bring no crock pot up in here. I would like no iron. What you're not going to do. I don't care if it's state of the art.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't
Nothing
do it. Please
like
don't do
that.
It.
I haven't gotten a bad gift in a while, but like, yeah, that Build-A-Bear was terrible because we were way too grown for that.
What about shoes? Like, okay, so don't buy a woman's shoes, but you could buy him Jordans. Like, if you know he's waiting for the next whatever
to
come out.
He has to specifically say, okay. I want
these.
Pants.
Yes, because I'm not trying to pick them out for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got the Boonsom shoes 2 years ago.
Did he tell you what he wanted, or you went on your
he
own?
He didn't tell me he wanted them. He talked about them in conversation.
Okay.
He said that they were some shoes that he wanted when he was younger.
Okay.
And, you know, his mom didn't buy them for me. You know, his mom had four kids, so she didn't have a lot of money or
I
whatever.
I know that. I picked him as the only child. But anyway.
You would think, right?
Yeah,
it's because I treat him like he owned a child. But he said he had really, really wanted them when he was younger, mm-hmm. and they were re-released.
Okay.
But I never saw a picture of them.
Oh.
I didn't know what the shoes were like. He just said, well, they, you know, it's these re-released shoes or whatever. And he was at the mall with his friend, and he saw them. What else did he tell me? They were shoes for a football player.
Okay.
But the football player had died.
Oh, okay.
So that's all I got to go off
Oh,
of.
My goodness. Did you
so
find
I'm
them?
I'm in the store, like, I need these shoes.
Ooh,
I don't know what they look like.
I know they were still with you.
They're from a football player.
They're re-released.
I went to like three different stores.
Did you finally find
them? I did.
What were they?
I did.
Because I'm like, I can't think of a football player that's passed away that they had sneakers for, but.
Seau?
Oh, yeah, I don't know him.
Seau? That feels really good. I can show you a picture of him, but he loved them. Mm. He did. Because he wasn't expecting them. Mm-hmm. And he had asked me for some shoes for, it was either Valentine's Day or his birthday. And I was like, I'm not buying him ugly shoes.
Oh, shoot.
They were so ugly. They were so ugly.
So, that's a good question. So, if someone says they want something and you don't like it, you don't buy it for them?
No. This is my gift.
So, what if you would have found those sneakers and they were ugly? Would you still have bought
them?
No,
they were ugly.
I'll see what you bought them.
But I did. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what they looked like. And it's like you don't went through three stores.
You gonna buy it. Like, that's true.
Yeah. And then he wore them like all the time.
Like, what did you think ugly? He was gonna do?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. You are foolish.
And he used to wear them. And I couldn't tell if he was wearing them because he really liked them or because he thought I wanted him to wear them. Right. He's like, no, you actually don't have to ever wear them. They're so ugly.
So did he stop wearing them?
Or? I mean, eventually because they got dirty and whatever. Okay. Like, he wore them a lot and then they got dirty and then he didn't wear them anymore.
That's true.
But it was like, yeah, no, you don't. You yeah, no,
do that for me? No, I'm good.
But don't buy me shoes unless I specifically tell you I want a pair of shoes. Like, I asked for some shoes for Christmas, but I have, like, given him the SKU number.
Okay.
Okay? I want this color. I want this style from this manufacturer. Like,
yeah.
Don't deviate.
No, I can understand that.
Because you say, oh, I want some over-the-knee boots. But you really want the Stuart Weitzman over-the-knee boots, and then he come back with, like, the Steve Madden.
Ooh! Don't come to my house and I see that. Because like,
they look the same. Mm-mm. The lady at the store said, this. The-
nope.
No.
What you not going to do?
No.
And that's the thing, because I'm a very bougie shoe shopper, so I don't buy certain brands.
Yeah.
I don't care. I own it. I don't care. If I'm spending my money, I'm only going to buy certain brands, the ones I want. So, yeah.
Don't buy me nothing I don't ask for. I guess that's how I feel.
So, is it... Okay. But I think as being in a relationship, you need any type, even if you're just dating for 90 days, that's where listening mm-hmm. and being present in the conversation really comes into play. Because I can say some small random, yeah, I love Jay-Z. Probably mm-hmm. my favorite, yes, definitely my favorite rapper. So if they came out with like a gift set of all his albums or something, all, mm-hmm. I probably have them all, but I would still buy this because it's just something like that. Like that would be sense. Awesome. But don't go do that for Nelly. I'm not a fan of him. You know what I mean? So.
But then a part of me is like, I go off the path and buy stuff that I want you to have.
But you have to know what he... It still comes back to, will he like it?
Because I don't care.
You have to care.
I should.
Because if you're... You can't have the best...
Like.
But how are you getting the best gift if the person doesn't like it? Because to me, the best gift comes from the response.
I'm a multi-gift giver.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I go out a lot. I like to buy gifts. Like, that's one of my things. I do like to buy gifts. And I like to win. I want to win every holiday.
She has to be right.
Yes. So even when it comes to like me and the boo buying gifts for Mini Goddess, I have to ask him what he's buying so I can make sure that my gift has a bigger impact on her than his gift.
Because didn't you guys do that for her birthday?
Yes. Look, I have to win.
I know. I was crying.
So he's going for the hoverboard.
Is he? Tell him. It better not set on fire.
I wish it would.
With my babies on it.
But then here's the thing. How you going for the hoverboard when you know I can't really top that? Guess where I'm going?
Where are you going?
With the cat. With the cat.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's so messy. Oh my gosh.
Because even when she gets tired of the hoverboard and it's not funny anymore, she still has a cat.
Yes, that's true.
Boom. And it's less money.
Yes. Well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to take them to the vet and stuff.
Yeah, over time. Whatever. We're going to rescue cat. She doesn't care.
She doesn't want a kitten?
I don't think she cares.
Okay.
I mean, come on. You know she don't care.
So I'm going to wrap Jules up and bring her on over there.
Look. Can we get it for free? Can I get the food she already got in there?
Barely. You know, barely. Look.
Right, Jesus never had no food. She'll be on a wing and a prayer.
Well, I was told she's getting overweight. Her uncle says she needs to go on a diet.
Child, please. So, I think those are bad gifts. I give gifts that I want to give. They can be...
Wait.
Misconstrued at that.
A bad gift? Too. Don't re-gift. That could be a bad gift.
Ooh, have I ever re-gifted anything?
Well, I would like to believe if he gives you a gift, you're not giving it back to him. Or even worse, is this bad? You bought a gift for one dude, y'all break up, you never gave him the gift, but you give it to the new dude.
Girl, I don't know if I'm above that. I don't have anything I can think of, but I can guarantee you I'm probably not above it. I can't say
I'm above it either, because I'll buy some nice gifts. I mean, somebody should enjoy it.
Like, it's just sitting around? Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I have something that I bought a guy. Now that I think about it, I have it because I bought it for this guy, but I never gave it to him. I didn't re-gift it. I just use it. Okay. But I would have re-gifted it, though.
Yeah, just, not above it.
It's not useful to the boo, but I... Look. Wrap this thing up.
I love it. Yes, boom. Here you go.
On top. Love you.
Right. Hello.
I mean, it's hard out here.
It is. It is. But, and you know, the holidays are about love and giving. But I also think making gifts. Like, not because I can make joy. No, I'm talking about
you're so arts and crafts.
But no, like a mixtape or a playlist or, I love old school gifts like that. Snapchat. No.
No Snapchat compilations. You're gonna like blow his DM up.
Yep.
With like some nudies. That's not a great thing.
You know what I've done before? It was so funny. You know how you take pictures of like the crease in your arm and make it look like something else?
Yeah. So ridiculous.
I know.
Ridiculous.
Check your DMs, fellas.
What about boudoir photos? Did you ever give those as a gift?
So, my plan, or I had planned to do this calendar.
Ooh, a calendar.
Yes, ma'am. And I had all the idea pictures, on the different months and the different scenes I wanted to do. Yeah, relationship didn't last. So, so, ladies, great gift idea.
You got to get that back, though. That's one of those gifts.
Yes.
I want that when we break up.
But I wouldn't do nude. So I probably wouldn't
I don't care if I'm not fully nude. You don't get to keep this.
You know what just flashed in my head?
What?
That thought of not...
Still up there? Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Hey, cutie, gonna be out here sending out text messages this weekend.
Like, hey, what's up?
Girl, I'm gonna eat them back.
You know, they're gonna be like, oh, look, she's trying to get. No, I ain't trying to get back. I just need those photos back. Oh, but I'm the same way, though. I have some photos. Not of me.
Oh, Jesus. She got blackmail stuff out here. Would I want my photos back? You know, I'm going to be super transparent here, so I do have some boudoir photos that I took for the boo. And if anybody knows the boo, he's super religious. I still don't know what came over me, but in my mind it was like, this is an awesome gift.
Right. I think it's awesome. I love that.
He was like, not really? So much. For real? It's like, yeah! He's like, no. We did break up a couple of times. Uh-huh. I never asked for him back, though.
That's the last thing on my mind. I must say, it's the last thing on my mind when I'm breaking up.
Yeah. But I never felt like he would ever do anything with them. He's right. Very protective of me.
Yeah. But again, for me, you don't have to be protective of me because I got pictures of you too. You don't want to play those games with me.
Yeah. Well, so, I don't want to go with like the back and forth. Like, I might run for Senate one day. So putting out new pictures of him ain't going to help. Like,
but in this day and age.
That's true.
It might help you get some good. Yeah.
He photoshopped some stuff out. So girl. Look, put him up. Boom.
Put him out there.
Get me some votes.
Right.
Yes, she was giving it to him. And I was kind of thin then, you know. I feel like I'm gaining some weight. Like, this relationship weight is a real thing.
It really is, because I put on weight in my last relationship. I'm still trying to get rid of this damn weight.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like in real life, Keisha, are you going to lose weight before this wedding?
And
like,
yes.
A part of me is like, yes, I'm going to lose weight.
Listen, and a part of me is like, boot camp.
I'm going to go get some M&M's before I go see Hank. Roll over
here. Roll over here with some M&M's. Yes, she did.
So, am I going to lose weight?
Yes.
Is it stress weight?
No. You just got to make your mind up. I mean, I'm supposed to be losing weight for this cruise we going on in 2 months.
Right?
Less than 2 months.
That's a good gift, though. If you know your partner wants to lose weight, get them a membership to a gym. Or we talked about a water bottle.
That is a good. That's a good gift.
Give them the water bottle with the coupon, right? I love like making things personal. So give them a coupon that says, "I will agree to work out with you," you know, one time a month, or you know, a one time. I agree to be your workout partner at least one time. Mm-hmm. So that says maybe I don't want to work out, but I'm committed to you working out, and I support you. And
right.
Yeah, maybe not gym membership, because then if they stop going, then you're going to be like all in.
But not even that. What you trying to say? What you really trying to say?
But if I say I want to work out and I say, oh, I would love to go work out at LA Fitness, and then you give me an LA Fitness membership.
So you think I need to go work out?
Hell yeah. I just said I need to work out.
I don't care. I can say I need to work out. You can't say it. No. No.
What if he says, let's go work out together?
Okay.
I'm done with him. I'm done.
Hey, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
So a bad gift would be a membership to a gym.
Unsolicited, yes. I do, but unsolicited? That's not what you want. It's not what you want.
But if you said you wanted to work out.
I always say I want to work out. I ain't going to nobody's gym.
Lord Jesus. What if he got you a trainer?
Okay. Is he going to be cute?
Why would your man get you a cute trainer? No, he's going to get you a female trainer so that he can stand around and watch y'all work out together.
No. Absolutely not. Look at you better give me some running sneakers.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Like the trainer that me and the boo went to.
Yes.
He's like, oh, I know this dude sleeping with women. Like, you don't know anything about this man.
Right.
Seems like a nice guy.
Oh my gosh.
Just like a family and stuff. Mm-mm. Jesus.
These men.
Yeah. I think all men think that trainers are sleeping with their clients.
Like the DJs too, though. There's all those
DJs
professions.
Sleep with their clients?
Well, the girls at the party. So there's those questionable, you know, professions where you know.
DJs probably are sleeping with the girls at the party, though. But why would you sleep with the DJ versus the promoter? That's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah. Oh, good one, though.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right.
Why am I sleeping with the hired help versus the person who's actually hosting the party versus the club owner?
Well, there's levels because
where you want to go.
Above the promoter, you know the DJ is getting a guaranteed check. The promoter may walk out of there owing money.
True.
So, you know.
But the DJ's check is that there's a cap on it. This is your agreed amount.
Yeah.
Your agreed rate.
Right. But if the promoter.
You get at the club owner, though.
Well, then that's, you know, another level. As long as it's a good club. Because around here, you know, they open and close so quick.
But then if I'm at the club, why wouldn't I be trying to, like, be with the guy that, like, bought the biggest VIP table with the most bottles?
Because that don't mean anything. That dude could have just spent his weekly check living with his mama.
Oh, well, that means he's irresponsible with money, which means when I ask him for some $800 to a wife and boots, he's going to say okay.
You're right. Look, I mean, it's nobody you want to be in a relationship with.
But if I'm not trying to be a groupie, I want somebody responsible. I don't want nobody like, what your budget look like?
You no. know what? You're right, though. It's very true. So true.
Totally off topic. So, thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes, it's been great.
We will provide you with some links.
Yes.
To some of these gifts that we find online. But just don't buy bad gifts. Don't be a bad Santa.
Be thoughtful. Be thoughtful in your gift giving.
Be thoughtful. And to all of our new listeners, because we have a lot of new listeners, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And if you have questions, or if you want us to answer a question for you, you have a comment, please email us at drinktillweremarried@gmail.com. And also, if you're listening to us on iTunes right now, if you hear the sound of my voice
in iTunes,
and you are in iTunes, stop, drop, and leave a review.
Yes, please. Please leave a review. Let us know what you think of us. Give us those 5 stars, please.
Yeah, we're new to this and true to this. And the way iTunes works is you guys have to leave a review.
Yes.
And rate us.
Get us on that front page, please.
Yeah, come on. Help a sister out. Like, yes. For real. We are here trying to do, like, real stuff.
Yes.
I don't know what fake stuff would be, but we're doing real stuff. We need great. Some support. And we love you guys, and we know you support us because yes. We see your posts on Facebook and Instagram. So just leave us a review. Alrighty, until the next time.
Single, not sober. I don't want to say stay single because that's not the goal, but
I can't single. Stay single because I'm engaged.
He put a ring on it. Yeah, he did.
If he liked it, then he put a ring on it.
Yeah.
I guess. No. Yeah. If you like down it. Ass chicks get big ass rings.
They hey, sure do. So
silly. And that's it for
thanks
the night.
Thanks for listening. Love you guys. Bye.